This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Shabbos, Perik Yud, Mishnah Aleph, Hamatznia Lazera Uladugma Ularefua, Vahotziyai Beshabbos, Chayev Bechol Shehu. The minimum amounts listed in the previous chapters apply under normal circumstances. However, if a person took even a smaller amount and deliberately set it aside for a certain purpose, such as planting or showing as a sample or using for medicine, he is liable for carrying it out regardless of its size. And even if he did not think of this purpose when he carried it out. V'chol Adam ein chayiv olav ela kishi uray. Anyone else who carries it out is liable only if it has the minimum size described above. Chozar v'hechnisoi einoi chayiv olav ela kishi uray. If the person who stored it for a specific purpose then changed his mind and decided not to use it for that purpose, he is liable only if it has the minimum size. And that's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis, Hamaitzi Acholen Unsanan Al Huaskufa. If a person carries food from his house to his iskufa, his doorstep, Bein Shechozar V'Hotzian, Bein Shehotzian Acher, Pater, and then either he or someone else carries it from the iskufa, the doorstep, to the Rishus HaRabim, they are exempt. It is only forbidden by rabbinic law. Since they did not do the entire malacha at once. Kupa, shehi malaya peiros, unsano al huaskufa hachitzaino. Similarly, if he takes a box of produce from his house and places it in the doorway, afal pi sheroiv haperis mibachutz pater, since partially inside and partially outside, and then takes it all the way out, he is also exempt. Ad sheyotzi es kol hakupa, he's only liable unless he takes the whole box out at once, and that's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Shabbos, Perik Yud, Mishnah Gimel, Hamaitzi Bein Biyaminai Bein Smailai. Carrying is forbidden by Torah law only if one carries it in a normal way. The right hand, the left hand, B'teich Chekai, inside the folds of clothing, Oyal Kisefai, or on the shoulder. Chayiv are all liable. Shekein Masa B'nei Kahas. These are all considered normal ways of carrying, since this is the way the Levim from the family of Kahas carried their burdens in the desert. Kela Acher Yodai, on the back of one's hand. Biraglai, on his foot. Bipiv, inside his mouth. Uvmar Pikai, in his elbow. Ba'oznai Ubesarai, in his ear or hair. Uv Fundasai Upia Lamata, in a belt pouch worn upside down. Bein Pundasai Lachalukai, between his belt and his clothing. Ubisfas Chalukai, in the hem of his clothing. Biminolai Ubisandolai, or in his shoes. Pater, all these are exempt. Shalo Hotzi Kederach Hamotziin, all these are unusual ways of carrying, but it is forbidden only by rabbinic law. And that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Dalet, Hamiskavin Lahotzi Lafanov Ubaloi La'achrov, Patur. If a person hung something from his shoulder, intending to carry it in front of him where it will be well guarded, and it accidentally swung behind him where it was not well guarded, he is exempt, since he achieved less than he intended. La'acharav u'baloy lefanav chayov. If he intended to carry it behind him and it swung in front of him, he is liable to offer a korban but because he transgressed at a Torah law, since he achieved something better than his intent. Be'emes amru ho'isha hachol geres basinor bein melefoneho ubein melachareho chayeves shekein ro'u liyos chayzer. However, if a woman hung something from her apron and it accidentally swung behind her, she is liable by Torah law, since it is normal for the apron to get twisted around her, and she took that into account when she hung the object from it. Therefore, she is considered to have achieved her intent. Reb Yehuda Oimer af mekable piskin. Reb Yehuda said that the same is true of message runners who put the message in a tube and hang it over their shoulder. And that is the end of Mishnah Daled. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Hey. Hamayitzi Kikar L'Rishus HaRabim Chayov. A person who carries a loaf of bread out into the public domain is liable by Torah law. Chotzihu Shnayim Peturin. If two people carry it together, they are exempt, since neither did a complete malacha on his own. Lo yachol echad lohutziyai, v'hutzihu shnayim chayovim. If it is too heavy for a single person to carry by himself, and they carried it together, they are liable. Reb Shimon Paiter. Reb Shimon said that here too they are exempt. Hamaitzi ocholin pachas mikashir bekli. A person who carries outside a vessel containing a negligible amount of food, pater af al hakli, shahakli tefeloi loi, he is exempt both for the food and for the container, since the container is subordinate to the food inside it. Es hachai b'mita, a person who carries outside a bed with a live person in it, pater af al hamita, is exempt both for the person, since he is alive, there is no Torah prohibition against carrying him, and for the bed, since the bed is subordinate to the person, shahamita tfeilolai, the bed is subordinate to the person, es hames bemita chayov, if he carries out a dead body in a bed, he is liable. V'chein kezayas min hames, or a kezayas of a dead body, u'kezayas min hanevela, or a kezayas size of a nevela, v'ka'adosha min hasheretz, or an adosha, which is a lentil-sized piece of sheretz, chayev, he is liable. These are the minimum size to impart tumah. They are significant amounts in terms of Hilchos Shabbos, since carrying them outside rids the house of tumah. Reb Shimon Paiter. Reb Shimon said that he is exempt because he bases it on the principle of melacha shein sarich legufay. Anything done to remove harm rather than create benefit is only forbidden by rabbinic law. And that's the end of Mishnah Hey. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Vav. Hanaitil tziparnav zu bazu. Tearing one's nails off with one another, o beshinov, or biting them off, v'chein se'aroi, or doing the same to one's hair, v'chein sefamai, or one's mustache, v'chein zekanai, or to his beard, since all these things are geizes, it's sharing, v'chein hagodeles, braiding hair, which is baine, building, v'chein hakocheles, or painting one's eyes, which is kaisiv, writing, v'chein hapokeses, or parting hair. Reb Eliezer Mechayev. Reb Eliezer said that these things are forbidden by Torah law. V'chachomim oisrin mishum shvus. The Chachomim said that these things are forbidden only by rabbinic law, although they agree that cutting hair or nails with scissors or a knife is forbidden by Torah law. Hatoylesh Me'otzis nakuv. If a potted plant has holes in it, it is considered attached to the ground. Therefore, uprooting things from it, chayov, is forbidden by Torah law, just like uprooting plants growing directly from the earth. V'she'enai nakuv pater. If the pot has no holes, it is forbidden only by rabbinic law. Reb Shimon Peiter Bozeh U'Bozeh. Reb Shimon said that both cases are forbidden only by rabbinic law, and that's the end of Mishnah Vav.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.